You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
You know that, right?
Yep, we're running on both ages.
On Pony Boys?
Yeah.
And
Raphael Ness, and that's great.
Yeah, I think Izzy's going to be over there too.
Thank you very much. It's a wake and bake. Wake and bake. Oh, wake and bake.
I'm happy today because we got
and
my
bake with us today.
We're waking and baking the right way.
Today is a great episode. Usually, I get super excited when different guests come on, but when somebody comes and brings me nugs, which is my favorite thing to have
my
as
nugget.
A guest, with bringing some wonderful flavors, we got the Biscotti of Biscotti Farms.
Coming Biscotti here. Boys representing.
Biscotti Boys representing the house.
You know what's crazy is not only Las Vegas. Growers, we got California Biscotti, and you guys
Cali.
I just found out you guys are in the United Kingdom too.
Yeah, man, we got them everywhere.
Bro,
we're blowing up
crazy.
Everywhere. We got Amsterdam.
Introduce yourself, my nugget.
Yo, this is Scott. You know Biscotti Boys Vegas.
What's up, Scott? Hey, Scott.
You laid it down real easy right there.
Look at that. You see that?
Oh my Lord, Jesus Christ! Look at this shit right here, Beast. This is a no joke right here. Put that right there with you.
All right, let's take a look at the first little nuggies.
Let me show the fans.
Let's start flavor by flavor.
Look at this shit. Biscotti Boys Las Vegas.
That's the way to start. Now, Pony and I have been enjoying many genetics and been growing myself for 25 years. And it's always nice. Always nice to smell and check out some different flavors.
Yup.
I did see some familiar names on there, so.
Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah, well, you know, anyway, Pony Boy's had the pistachio for a little bit.
He's been talking about that.
I've been babysitting
that
one.
I haven't smoked it yet.
You gotta pop it.
I was asking him because we were talking about yesterday. I was like, do you think it smells like pistachio? You know,
I'm like, it tastes like pistachio. I'm like, is that my actual question?
You know?
Hey, you know what? We might as well smoke pistachio then.
I
like to hit it in the bong, personally.
Dude, and okay. I like to hit it in yoink.
You can taste it.
I like to taste the flavor.
And Scott obviously loves blunts. It's all good. We don't hate against blunts. Brazil!
And it's in a, just because you guys can't see it because it's the radio, but when you see it on video.
We got Brazil in the house.
It's an air canned, a nitrogen sealed can, so your bud can stay fresh. And shout out to the guys at N2. We know all those homies who sell those N2 machines.
Yep.
And they're actually like pretty good products.
Yeah, shout out N2.
Yeah.
And we've worked with these guys too. You know, we got some we got more cans coming.
More flavors.
Pistachio
a lot of these
flavored.
Actually are gonna be flavored up. So we'll go through them a little bit.
Tell us more while we're jamming.
I say let's go one by one. Let's not go too quick.
Hey,
we got some time. We're going to change up a little jams.
Yeah, I'm going to hear some weed smoking music, like maybe some old school Total Devastation.
Okay.
Up
some
reach by you,
Total.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what we got today.
Let's put
that one in there.
Look at this shit. Now, what's this?
This is very confidential.
I want to tell you guys, but you can't tell nobody, it's very confidential. Oh, it's a Total Devastation. Turn that up a little bit. That's smoking motherfucking music right there, my nuggets. Look at these.
What up,
Look
Tino?
Look at these Biscotti nuggets.
What up, Tino?
Look at these Biscotti nuggets.
Crazy, right?
Grind it the right way.
Just nasty. Now, this is one I'm going to be working on with, you know, I told you that I got something going with Riff, that we're going to do a strain for him, for Riff. Couple of different strains that we're working on. I think this is going to be one of his right here. We sent over. He had a special name for this one right here.
What's this right here? That's the one that.
Actual strain is Berry Confidential on that one. That's the one we're
working on. That's what's up right there.
Yeah, it's Berry, that guy.
Berry,
crazy purple.
Berry like the name or Berry like the fruit?
Berry like the fruit.
Like the fruit, Berry.
It still could be like Berry White.
Berry Confidential. I like the name of that. That sounds like some good shit.
Because it's Berry Confidential.
That's great.
I need that, man. Do you want to help me roll this joint?
I liked the pistachio. The pistachio was good.
Man, the pistachio ain't no joke, fool.
The pistachio ain't no joke.
Here, man, I want to try. Which one? Okay, let's try the berry. Here you go, my nugget. Here, Bill.
I like the pistachio. I'm not going to say that this one is the favorite. There's a lot here to choose from, so I want to sample and then find what I find is the winner, chicken dinner.
Bro, Biscotti Boy. Now tell me the whole origin of Biscotti Boys.
So you want him to roll a pistachio, you know, or where's he going?
You know, I got to put that on Piff. I can tell you that I came in a few months ago in Vegas.
Right on, shout out to Piff.
Yeah,
right,
Piff man.
Piff man is from Califas, right? California, Biscotti represented.
From New York, but then moved out to California. He's got some music and shit like that.
Right on,
he does,
Piff.
He does some rap and shit like that.
He's got one
with us. Now, how big is the facility in Vegas?
We're in works and building everything in Vegas right now.
Okay, so you're in works and building the Vegas one.
Everything's out in Cali right now. We're over here. Like I said, I've been over here for 3 months now.
So okay,
we're
so a little transition.
Up. Yeah, we're getting everything set up.
So a lot of this bud, that is here is Cali flavors and
Bud. Oregon too.
I'm gonna start just going one by one. We got here. We got the Chembo.
Yeah, the Kimbo Kush.
Which is
Kimbo Kush?
Is that the Chem Dog?
Exactly.
Crossed with
a Kush, right?
Yeah.
My bad.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
No worries.
We would like to do marijuanos would like to do a strain, but like a spicy, something like
is
spicy.
Is it all?
You know, because it counts every 1.1 million.
Everything's indoor.
Every 1.1 million counts to have my own strain, right?
Bro, you
right.
Already gotta have it.
Let's check out.
But you know what it is? We have an actual check strain that was Kimbo. Grown. This is real. This is no joke.
We got lots of flavors.
Eddie Lepp created the. I was literally the first rapper. Believe it or not, everybody can talk all the shit they want. But I'm the first rapper to ever have my own strain.
I remember the Pony Boy strain we talked about.
Which is...
That was in Oregon, you said.
I think he grew it in Oregon. Jorge Cervantes.
Oh, I know Jorge. He did the Pony Boy?
He grew it and cultivated it. Eddie Lepp did it. He cultivated it and it's November in the 1999, to show you how old school, 1999, High Times Grow Calendar,
get
November
99.
So that was before any other motherfuckers could say that. Yeah, I had my own strain. No, literally, I was the first one.
You still have any genetics for it?
You know what they do in California, and I'm gonna get them, and we'll hook up. So we want to
Vegas. We can pop that off now.
You hear me right now, Biscotti boys? It's all good. I got love for you guys, and you guys grow your shit with care. No motherfucker, no signages of no nothing, of no kind of nothing. The best mod.
I like the Kimbo. That one's good. Not the favorite yet. I think I like better than the pistachio, but we're going to go one by one.
Go ahead. I want to try that.
I could throw you what's going to be your favorite already.
I know, but I'm enjoying
it. We got
another. Yeah, don't be down in my boy. We got another 30
minutes.
I hope you can get them all in.
We got another 30 minutes or so we're gonna fit those in for sure.
I wanna try that through the pipa.
Alright, so you want it through here, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to try that shit.
There you go, beast.
Alright.
The Chembo.
I'll try the Chembo. I tried the pistachio.
Well, you try a little nugget of each, because
that way you
can give it in each its own. Oh, the slide
oh, shit,
out.
My nugget. My nugget.
You gotta give each his individual judging.
That's right, my nugget.
That's why we have a Wake and Bake show. Because then we have all these different things that people could see.
That's right. Here we go, my niggas. Let me see if Eddie does.
We got shout out to Marcos. We got Tino. We got a bunch of people popping in from all over the world.
This is some dark tea right here.
Yeah. And now you spiced it up with a little sweetness.
I had to do it. I'm from the South.
When you come from the South, they got the sweet motherfucking tea.
Adios mio.
Adios mio.
That's just good.
You like that one, huh?
You like the Kimbo, huh?
All right, so and then my hand is going to reach down to the next.
You know?
Now, okay, so some Girl Scout, is that what this looks like? Okay.
I'm living the Vida Loca.
Yeah, that's going to be some Girl Scout cookies.
So, that one.
David,
those that don't know, you technically can't call it Girl Scout cookies anymore because like the Girl Scouts sued the homies that actually did it. And
then who got some DNA?
And they actually, I read about this. They settled or something.
Did they?
They have a certain time to stop calling it that and blah blah blah. It's pretty wild.
Kind of,
but
you know, the Gorilla
Glue, similar. The Gorilla Glue, I think, was different. They actually had to pay some loot, I think.
Oh, really?
Something went down with the Gorilla Glue. That's
why
for
we
sure.
got the GG then. Which is part of the pistachio there.
Okay, so the pistachio is part of that.
Damn.
There's actually a write-up at Nevada Uplifted. Do you know the guy?
Those are homie.
Yeah, Jose wrote up a review of the pistachio.
Hell yeah, congratulations on that shit, bro.
Much love, I appreciate it.
Much love to Uplifted Magazine, Las Vegas.
So now the Girl Scout Cookie.
Yeah, shout out to Jose.
So now it is
this Girl Scout Cookie. This one has a great smell. This one seems like it's more of more indica in it than sativa, right? This kind of looks a little bit more like we'll put you in the couch. This has a very, for Girl Scout cookie, this I do, just from the smell.
We got the funk.
Yeah, that one's got the nice fresh. This was a good one. This so far will take first place until the next one takes its place.
It is. It's
so
up there.
We're going to put that as far as what I like.
Yeah, I like, so far I like all of them.
We should have.
That's just me.
I should have brought a light with me, so you could really scope these things out.
You know what? And I was gonna bring my shit. You know, Advanced Nutrients, and then came out with that little light.
Yeah, no doubt. I got a little. Flash.
Oh, you got the YouTube? Okay, I got the one with the light. It's a black light and
Ask you, my man. What do you jam to?
When you're waking,
you're gonna fucking light one up, smoke it. You pick a song. What song would you jam to?
What's
the first thing that comes to your head? Just like whatever.
Right here.
Stay Scheming. Drake was on this morning.
It's all good. Damn, Scott was driven. You should mention Drake around us. We like Drake.
No, man, I'm not. I like Drake.
I love that motherfucker.
Holy shit. So every time I do this, we go on Spotify to hear, like, see how many people listen to a song, right? And I think Marvin Gaye or something was like one of the highest one. It was a
Marvin
song
Gaye,
that we had something crazy. I forgot which one it was, but Drake
is
the first one I've seen that's not been in the hundreds of millions, but hit a billion, 430 million listens to one dance.
Can you imagine that?
That's what's that?
1 billion.
Wow.
I'm gonna start singing more. Fuck that.
1.4 billion.
Look at that shit.
Wow.
Man, Drake has just come in like nobody's done ever before.
No, you can't hate on Drake. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. You can't hate on him. Look, he says, I refuse to say that. I am hip hop. I am notorious.
Yeah, let me see that bong.
There you go, man.
Oh, I tried this Girl Scout.
I put on something, man, motivating in the morning.
I hear you. That should make you want to just get up in the morning and just start smoking joint. I smoke joint, you smoke joint.
I don't know if one dance is usually my jam that I put on.
But it was I'm gonna put.
So, anything that can't put me out there like that.
No. What would you put though?
I had Stay Scheming on this morning, right?
Stay Scheming.
Yeah, Stay Scheming with Rick Ross.
Okay.
And Rick Ross is doing
Rick
a lot
Ross,
better
and
now.
Is he feeling better now?
Yeah, he's doing a lot better now. My buddy CJ, shout out CJ, St. John Estate. He said he's doing good, man. I think he's back home now.
Yeah. I love this.
This is a jam, though.
All right, here we go.
Groove to it.
We're going to go to
follow the Biscotti Boys, my nuggets, on Instagram.
Hey, Biscotti Boys. Biscotti Boys Vegas.
Biscotti Boys
Vegas.
Follow
all the Biscotti Boys.
Oh, but yeah, follow California, United Kingdom.
Are they Northern Cali?
Yeah, LA, Beverly Hills.
Oh, LA.
Yeah, LA.
Oh, so you guys got to come by the office. You guys got to come by the office. You guys are close.
Yeah, we'll bring it down for sure.
Lots of dads, lots of love, lots of motherfucking flowers. Welcome, everybody. Dash Radio. If you don't got it yet, please download it on your cellular phone where you can listen to us. You already know my name. And please make sure, man, tell them, Beast. When you download Dash Radio, every Monday and Friday, Pony Boys Punk Tough Show comes on 4:20 and 7:10 a.m. And then what time?
It's 4:20 a.m. 7:10 a.m.
Yeah.
4:20 p.m.
Yeah.
And then at 7:10 p.m. is the oil hour, which Pony's the tin man and he enjoys the oil hour.
That's right. I love it. And then every single night
at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we play 1 hour of a live concert, whether it's The Doors, Led Zeppelin, Chili Peppers, Pearl Jam.
I love even live concerts. That's just
because we want people all different generations just to flip that shit on, smoke some weed, maybe listen to something you haven't listened to before.
Yeah.
You know? And then that, like, just gives you a little bit more knowledge about fucking the vibe of different vibes of music we got on Purple Haze Radio.
We got so much
different zones of music.
Classic rock, we got disco, we got house,
rap,
we got rap,
reggae.
We even got a Jennifer mumbo rap.
We even got soothing sounds. We have soothing sounds. I got, like, at one point of the night, like during the week, there's like fucking birds chirping and like ocean sounds and shit.
Ivers meal. That's it. What is that?
I think that's
we're trying all kind of flavors here. We're here with Scott, representing the Biscotti
boys. I'm a fan of the strawberry banana, so we could skip right to that one. let's grab what jar that
strawberry
one.
Strawberry banana.
I like how you can tell, like, probably the more dankish ones are in these little jars right here.
This is personal cans you bring over.
Yeah.
This is show off jars.
Cousin, what up? We got Honduras in the house, Chile in the house, Mexico in the house, Argentina in the house.
This looks like good.
Shout out to everybody.
I love banana and I love strawberry.
I love both.
And you gotta combine
them. I love that.
You gotta realize these small containers here.
Uh-huh.
They came straight from Alaska.
Oh, wow.
It's all Alaska. Yeah, shout out to Alaskan Kush people.
Alaskan Kush people, my nugget.
Yeah, we're doing
Look
big,
at these
big
motherfuckers,
things.
My nugget.
It's a good
good
genetic.
Oh, man.
Mira nomás.
It's got to be strong.
Nick's a master grower, man. It's got crazy stuff going on. This is a six-time cannabis cup one.
Which one?
This is the grower. I think he got one for his Tangy and something else. I have to get with him. He's here in town.
Is he
leaving tonight? Yeah, leaving tonight.
This might be.
Now, shout out to him. We don't know who he is, but shout out to you, motherfucker.
That might be one of the ones up there.
El Paso, Texas, checking in. ¿Qué onda? Mucho amor a toda la gente, todos los marihuanos mundial. What's up to all the marihuanos around the world who smokes marijuana that's waking up?
Waking and bacon.
We waking and bacon.
Waking and bacon.
We got Scott, Biscotti Boys representing. Make sure you go to your Instagram and go check out Biscotti Boys Las Vegas. Go follow Biscotti Boys California, Biscotti Boys fucking United Kingdom.
Worldwide.
Fuck you up. Worldwide Biscotti Boys Antarctica. There's like about four motherfuckers growing out there.
Motherfucking Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean.
The Amazon.
Everybody in the tall motherfuckers in the jungle. Y'all motherfuckers said, smoking in the jungle, we got dabs and flame. You don't know nothing about that
one.
Shit. Hell yeah, that just came off the top of my head.
The strawberry banana so far was definitely a favorite. And then what we got? What's BP?
It's the Black Panther.
I want to see that. I haven't even seen that fucking movie.
Come on.
Right when you see Black Panther, I started fucking flexing.
I love it.
You got to go check it out.
I heard it's dope. No, I'm a big
Black Panther.
If there's anything I'm a big fan of, I'm a big ass fucking Marvel.
That's fucking
comic
hilarious.
Book fan.
Yeah,
it's
dope, man.
What's crazy is when I was a kid, I imagined that shit becoming movies one day, but never have thought, what is that?
The Black Panther.
The idea.
So, do you remember?
Big Marvel fan. Are you a big Marvel fan?
Yeah, I watched them all. I love it.
Do you remember? Do you remember a strain called one of the original black ones, or the Black Dominican? You ever hear that one?
I've heard of it. I've never seen anything like that.
I know of Black Dominican. What up to Dominican Republic?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dominicanos, qué onda?
The Black Panther's crazy. That's how we're gonna cat up with it. Black Panther too. We got to. You know what I mean?
No, it's almost. I heard the movie's dope as fuck. I'm stoked to see it. Damn,
it's super
fuck.
Dope.
What's another one? Jam? What do you want to jam to?
I wanted to jam to some fucking. I wanted to jam to some fucking Beatles.
Really?
Yeah, I want to watch some Beatles, man.
Okay.
Play some fucking Beatles. Play. You know what I was gonna say. Don't play it. I was going to tell you to play Free the Weed, Free the Weed, Free the Weed, Free the Weed. Legalize marijuana, Free the Weed.
Oh, yeah.
That's Pony's version.
Yeah, that's Pony's version.
You don't know. You don't know.
I'll sing all day. Do another acapella.
How about? I wanna be a since a millionaire, so freaking bad. Smoke the strains I've never, ever had. I wanna be on the cover of High Times magazine. smoking with Tommy Chong in the Cottonmouth King. Cause every time I have my bloodshot eyes, you know there's no big surprise. I'm getting stoned every freaking night, I swear. I said I fucking swear that I've been since a millionaire.
Oh yeah.
Pony Mars. Oh, yeah. Pony Mars.
Oh yeah.
Play that jam, my nugget.
There you go.
Some Beatles, man. Yes, man. Mellow out, man. After singing, look, we're gonna play some metal.
That weed pepped him up. What did he just smoke right now?
That shit got him
on a whole other level.
Kimbo.
I gotta get some of this to the mic. Hey, little nugget.
What up to Manuel?
Manuel,
yo, Natty, it's not the Swiss perk that you fixed for me.
No,
it's a replacement perk. It's like a pseudo perk. But we won't get into that. But yeah, we did give a shout out to the original Swiss perk maker.
Yeah. To be copied is a motherfucker.
Nate Dizzle, yeah, the Bizzle. Yeah, to be copied is a motherfucker.
Man, this shit tastes good.
But sometimes if people copy you, that means that they know you did something good. You know what I'm saying? Oh, all right, let's move.
That's the highest form of flattery, right?
No, for sure. Yeah. Talking to the mic, my
man. Oh, my bad. You know, no, we got high and shit.
And you know, we're chilling. It's okay. Hey, when you feel relaxed, but we want you to feel relaxed.
Hey, you gotta be relaxed.
We got the claw.
Hey, if you got Black Panther, you gotta have claw.
You got to.
Is there a theme going on right here?
You got a bunch of themes going on, but they're good themes, though.
Now,
the claw
looks very cushy, but like almost like...
It's actually a cookie strain.
Cookies. It has a very... It almost has like a lemony smell almost, right, a little bit. I don't know, this one. Smell this one.
I can let you know.
Let's see.
It's a white Tahoe.
White Tahoe.
Oh, shit, this smells wonderful.
Here, load this one up.
I was like, let's load that shit up too. Special guest, my nugget Scott.
Hey.
Representing Vegas.
We got to go up to the ASD show in a little bit.
Right on, yeah, that's right. How's that going? Yeah. You know what, I think I'm going to come through, yeah.
Yeah, come through. It's going good, man, because you know I've got a clothing line as well, Ganjaflage.
Yeah,
I wore it in the
Taste Buds.
In the Rebellion, I think it was in the Rebellion. Yes. Yeah, shout out to those guys. They're cool too, man. I gotta go and kick it with them.
Shout out to Rebellion 9.
You got the Green Crack. Now the Green Crack,
that's a classic.
Was actually the Skunk, renamed like Skunk 5.
No way, because man, there's no Skunk on that.
Yeah, that doesn't smell like the original. Yeah, so Green Crack was a Skunk cross. You might want to check on this one. This one smells strong,
it's from Oregon.
Oh, really?
We'll find out.
Yeah, this one smells like the train wreck for sure.
It does have a train wreck smell. You're right about that.
Super strong train wreck smell. All right, I'm gonna pass on that one.
The white toe, the claw.
You know what? I like, what's that BH? That looks BH. Like a big...
This is going to be a blue hash.
Yeah, that looks like indica.
That's a blue dream,
my nugget.
Blue Dream G13 cross.
Now, shout out to both of those strains. The G13 was one of the original government strains. That's why they call it the G13.
Now, you sound like you know a little bit about it. Let me ask you this. We were talking about it last night. Was G13 grown at Ole Miss?
The one in Kentucky,
Mississippi.
Yeah, the original
University
one. That's the first one they grew.
That's the G13.
That's the first one.
See, that's where I'm from.
Yeah, and then they crossed, and then, what would you say the other thing was in here? It was
Blue Dream.
Oh, yeah, Blue Dream. So Blue Dream's a classic. It's got like a, I always said that when I first smoked the Blue Dream, the truest one is the smoke at that time smelled different than any other smoke. And I almost related it to like black licorice.
That's interesting. But you know what I get? Black, that's interesting. You said black and black licorice. When you smoke the diamonds, the crystalline, the THCA,
yeah.
Do you have that licorice taste when it's the really clear ones? Because I get that black licorice taste.
It depends, because we have all kinds of tasty sauces. As a matter of fact, you should try this. This is from one of our main
homies. Yeah, one of our please, here.
Yeah, have him for sure try that shit. You'll enjoy that shit. We have some THCA from Nectar Sector.
He's one of my big time sponsors, like on the sauces.
Oh, yeah. What is this? Yeah, this guy need diamonds in it? Oh, it's really
and then
buttery.
THCA is from our shout out to Golden State Banana.
Golden State Banana. Yeah, Golden State Banana. What up to Golden State Banana? Yeah, what up, though?
It's looking good for sure. Look, I got to bring you guys some stuff over.
You got to do a double dip and try it.
We got Biscotti Boys in the house. Biscotti Boys Vegas. Instagram them right now, Ferritos.
Exactly.
Show you what I'm you can see what I'm smoking.
The Mario.
I wish you could smell what I'm smoking, but you can see I'm Biscotti Boys Vegas. What I'm smoking, because I'm literally everything they got on their shit, I'm smoking on their shit. And even shit that they don't even got on their shit, I'm smoking their shit.
Yeah, you get to smoke the special reserve.
Yeah. Right on, I appreciate that. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, of course, for sure.
You said, hey, you told me yesterday, you're coming by the radio, I said, I ain't gonna come up.
He said it'll be an honor to come. I'm like, man, we'll be so far.
And when you guys come to the recreational state of California, we'll probably see if we could do some of our celebrity brands with you guys, and then you can enjoy some of this great shit.
Yes.
You already know.
And Cali, when you come into the recreational state and try some of the Biscotti brands with some of our, we have 10 cannabis cups under our belt, which is cool.
That's very
I got awarded top 50 pioneers of the world in cannabis in 2015 by High Times and stuff.
Jeez. I've been
growing and doing stuff for a long time. Me and Pony have had a show for 15, 20 years ago. We had one of the first these type of shows.
Well, see, I know you doing it for a while. Then you don't take offense knowing that I'm coming out from the East Coast, so I don't know everything. I'm finding out about everything out here. You know, all these people.
But you got some flame ass weed, though.
Hey. We know how to do it in the East already.
Yeah,
so.
Roberto, what's going on? We got people from all over. Shout out to Kevin.
You ready, my nigga?
What's up, Janelle? How you doing?
Oh, this is some funky stuff right here.
Oh, this is some good shit. Nectar, shout out to my boy Jay from Nectar Sector Concentrates.
What up, Jay?
Instagram him. Make sure you motherfucking go visit him. Say what's up.
Jay, you in Vegas?
What's up?
No, I don't know if he's in Vegas.
Cali. I gotta holler at him for sure. This is some
Letty, what up, Letty? We got Mexico in the house. Keely. What up, Jay Hood?
What up?
What up, though, Jay Zito?
We're all coming together and waking and baking this morning.
Jazita, what's going on? We're sending shout-outs to everybody.
That's how we like to do it.
Nicolas, what up? EC in the house. Chingaderas are in the house. What up, Mona?
What else do you want to jam to? What are you feeling like?
Man, I'm feeling like, you know what? I want to go by, you pick a song. Any song that you're feeling like, you know
what's,
what?
What's the ladies?
Play this song for me.
Out for the ladies today.
Latin Active.
What's it called?
Lighter Shade of Brown, Latin Active.
Oh, shit.
So it's
L-I-G-H-T? Yeah, Lighter.
Lighter Shade of Brown.
Lighter Shade of Brown.
Okay.
Latin Active.
They had me do, did you know they had me do that voice?
Shut up.
Don't start tripping, okay? Let's jam.
Is it Latin active? You said?
Yeah, Latin active. You said.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to my boy who passed away. Damn, bro. God bless. And he was real good.
Let's jam Latin active. Oh yeah. We're gonna jam it out, all you ladies. Pull out your fire. And enjoy a lighter shade of brown. That's what I'm talking about.
This was fantastic.
You like that shit?
Yeah,
Scott likes that.
The taste on that is amazing. Not too much burn.
Did you dip the THC with it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah,
that's how I like to do it.
I've got
to
bring some over for you guys to try. We got some blackberry.
I got a jam back to Cali.
As soon as you're over,
we came in yesterday, filmed. I came a bunch of stuff I had to handle, and then
I got you to come.
We just moved to a huge office and
a new studio.
We're building a whole studio and stuff in there. We got Steve Perkins, Jane's Addiction.
Wow.
I got to be back in the office because they have his electric drum set being brought because he has a cannabis and drums show where he's gonna fucking jam and smoke weed and have other famous drum guys come and fucking do shit over at the station. So
we should go over there. Look forward
to Perkins Palace.
I'm about it.
Coming up on Purple Haze Radio on Dash Radio. Hey, so do you have an Instagram or Facebook or anything you want to let everybody know about? Give a little shout out and let everybody know what you got going on?
For personal?
Whatever, personal business.
You already know Biscotti Boys Vegas. I've got the clothing line, Ganja Flash.
Yeah, Ganja Flash.
For all those stoners out there, let's break it down. When they go on Instagram, what is it they have to type?
Exactly, you're going to type B-I-S-C-O-T-T-I. B-O-Y-Z-Z. It says two Z's.
Two Z's. Right. You see, you
got
to explain
that. The first one
that
pops up here is you're going to see my man Piffman over in L.A. He's got the original Biscotti Boys. Two Z's.
So hit up.
The video you
hit
put
up,
is
hit,
this,
hit
they come up.
Hit up.
It comes up. We're going to come up. Up. You're going to see me and him come up.
So hit them both up, man. Like their shit on Instagram. You guys got a Facebook?
You know, I don't know what it is, man. Honestly, to be honest with you, I do no social media except for business.
I got you.
I don't fuck with it, man.
Sometimes.
I don't have time for it. Sometimes you gotta go. You do what we do.
So you gotta do what you gotta do.
And do social media, promote motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. No, I feel you for sure. But we do this okay.
But.
You did a good job today.
They got some good bud.
Yeah,
no. We haven't gone through it all yet. You got a little bit more to go.
What is this one that says Thursday?
Thursday? Oh, no. Thor's hammer.
Oh, Thor's hammer.
Oh, shit. I want to smoke some. Well, we do have a motherfucking Marvel motherfucking...
Thor's hammer.
So you know there's a little theme going.
Oh, wow.
I'm putting a little CBD and a little bit THCA.
Thor's hammer.
Holy shit. So I'm starting a CBD business too. I'm gonna have to get you some of that too. We're gonna have some crazy flowers.
We need to talk.
Yeah, let's talk over.
You guys are locals, and that's why I support the locals like you and Grower Circle here in Vegas. You guys are awesome, man.
Yeah, Pony, you show much love for sure.
I'm glad. We'll keep on showing love, dog. You guys are great. You guys came to me the right way. Salud, you guys. Salud.
Yes, sir.
Salud, Mr. Flo Glass, all up in your
Bring
ass.
Bring out your favorite nug.
Okay.
And on a day like today, when you have so much flavor, I almost want like a little treat. So even when you're at home waking and baking, go pull out a snack today. Bring out something real sweet and tasty. Because I'm so fucking high from all these different genetics that I think I could like eat like... Let's do a beast. I got it. Munchie challenge.
Oh, don't do that again with me. Remember that?
Round three.
Okay.
But I'm not too high now, so we're going to do it all three of us, okay?
Okay.
If the game is if a magical genie all of a sudden just appeared here right now and said to you, you can have any fucking munchie you could have on the planet, just boom. Just in front of you right now to have.
Done.
It's a competition.
Done.
What would you choose?
Yo, I like to watch these shows on TV.
Okay.
All right. All the cooking shows, all the going around trying the different foods and shit like that. I watched this show where they had in New York, there's like a $1,000 ice cream cone that has the gold flakes and stuff.
I've seen that. Yeah.
$1,000.
You know what I mean?
Cream.
Yeah, I would love that right now.
That would be dope. You just can't get that anywhere. You got a
gold
there to get that.
Fucking flakes.
It's got gold flakes, truffles.
Now, Pony. Let's listen. That was a great one. Wasn't that great? Let's give a shout out to that one, right?
That was dope.
Hey, if you're in New York and you got that dessert, and you'd like to see me come there?
Pony's original answer was a bag of chili lime peanuts and a fucking Coke.
Hey,
I said to him, a genie could give you whatever the fuck you want in the world, if that's what you thought of.
He was like a seven course meal,
fucking wild layer, disgusting.
Just give me some motherfucking tortilla peanuts.
You're good, man. You're a simple man.
Go ahead, my brother.
You put those peanuts inside your Coke.
You're now competing against the $1,000 gold flaked fucking ice cream.
Right now, if Gina could bring me something right now, I would have like two of the three dudes from Texas or Brazil with fucking racks of whatever, all different meats.
Just bringing them out to you.
And then just going to come up here and wild meats.
Coming all through.
And just, Genie, bring them and boom, there'll be five of these Latin motherfuckers, Mexicanos, Argentinian, whatever, white dudes with racks of just different meats.
Wow.
Hella meats.
That's pretty dope. I commend
both of you on
it's
your
it's different
answers.
Angles.
They're different angles. Different angles. I would have the ultimate cake boss of the planet. Hey. Of the planet.
You said that the last time, you bastard.
No. Oh, cake. Oh, no, he's using another answer again?
No, I brought in a cake boss. There's a difference. I brought in a cake boss, and I'm going to tell the cake boss that I want this fucking giant cake, right, of a fucking marijuana leaf guy, like a homie, holding a fucking giant blunt that like stood up, right? And his like legs and everything was all made with fucking marshmallow and caramel in the fucking blunt and shit would be dripping off the blunt.
You went really
fucking hot fudge.
I mean,
you know,
how do you compete with stuff like that? And you went last, too. You went last. And the guy, I'm going to come out and stuff.
And the guy's going to come out and smoke all the crowd out. Get the fuck out of here. We just did a fucking food. Something that you said, I just knew
I had the banging answer.
I was going to succeed. I know it. Last time Pony said something so good, I didn't even know. I was stupefied. He said he wanted 12 pounds of lobsters from Maine with a giant bucket of butter and all this shit.
And I got so high
in that episode, and I said to Pony, I can't even think of my answer. You won. So this time, I said to every one of you, I said it was an imaginary genie. You can imaginarily make up whatever the fuck you want.
But the dude comes getting up out of the cake, motherfucker.
Now, I'm going to give my beast here from Biscotti the win, though.
Oh. Because that's the... I would have never thought of that, though.
He thought of probably one of the most expensive, coolest, newest thing that I've actually seen rolling around Facebook.
Yeah.
Is about this fucking gold flaked...
I remember seeing that on the food channel.
They went and ate it.
Yeah.
Three of them. I think it was $1,000.
You know, the truth is I understand.
You know what it was? It was on YouTube. I watched my kids watch it.
I watched it on food channel. When they sprinkled that shit, I'm like, fuck, I wouldn't want to even eat that shit. I would have.
I definitely want to eat it. I want to try it for sure. $1,000 ice cream, I got it.
You see, is it the thrill because of the cost of eating it? Because the only thing I think to myself, like, do I really think metal would taste good to eat? You know, like, truthfully.
I smoke gold flake. Huh?
Yeah, and
shine papers? I love shine papers.
And you don't think it has a weird taste to it or anything like that?
No, you know, it does a little. When you lick it, a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you drink Goldschläger.
Well,
I do.
Those are tiny. Are those actual real gold flakes, or is that an artificially made digestible flake?
I don't like to speak on what I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's a real gold flake like the shine stuff. You know, and for sure they're putting real gold in the ice cream thing.
But there's edible gold, like right now, like my joints, the other joints, like my first joints that came out the multi-sticks, there people were like, oh, what is that? Why is there glitter on your shit?
I like that. Was it the gold?
It was a green glitter on my joints, but it was smokable or edible.
Yeah, whatever. I think that's dope.
I don't know, at first I was like, man, ain't nobody gonna try to, I won't smoke nothing with no glitter. And right away I'm gonna think like, oh man, what, if you're inhaling glitter, what the fuck, that's not good for you, or I don't know, you feel me? But yeah, they got edible gold, edible motherfucking glitter, edible all kind of shit, edible plastic, whatever, all the stuff that you can eat.
If I wasn't put on the spot, you know, I'm thinking about it now, and I was like, man, I really could have come up with something extravagant.
And on the next show when you come visit Cali, we're going to have another challenge, and I will go first.
Oh.
And then you can go.
Then I get a chance.
You get to see if you could beat this wild Grecian imagination that I have.
All right.
I thank you, man, for coming on the show.
Yeah, man, it's Scott's fuck. Well, we haven't even finished all the fucking weed yet.
I know, we got so
much. Like, we haven't tried all
one more, one more, one more before you go.
Well, which one we got here?
5150.
5150. Shout out to the 5150.
All the sweet,
and all the stuff that you guys smoke every day. Thank you for coming and puffing with us while we take our last wonderful hit. Hey, Pony, you want to say anything to everybody before we
shoot? Man, I want to thank Scott for coming by,
man.
For real, Scott.
You,
I appreciate
thank
you, man.
Thank you
for your
man.
Love and your support.
Yeah, I got some shirts. You got shirts.
We'll be smoking some of your shit over in Cali.
Logo
let's do it.
Shit.
We'll have your
boys bring some over so we could have some of our celebrities and guys on the radio show try some of your flavors, because we're going to have a little Purple Haze radio bar for our celebrities when they come on and enjoy the shows and enjoy all the different Wake and Bake shows and different celebrities we have on Purple Haze.
That's right, my nuggets.
Radio. And go to the website, Purple Haze and the word dash radio, to check out the radio schedule, the different zones, concerts, and talk shows we have.
That's right.
Thank you guys for Wake and Baking. My name is Andrew Pizzicalis. I'm CEO of Purple Haze Properties, and this is Pony Boy of Los Marijuanos.
In the house.
Puff Tuff.
Puff Tuff, my nuggets.
Peace.
The Scotty Boys.
Yes!
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.